He wears a dress suit, I guess.
So the opposite of an old suit would be a
new suit.
What are the pieces?
Pants and jacket, no vest, a coat. I'd probably say a suit coat.
What about overalls? Do people ever wear overalls right
now? Oh yeah, with bibs, blue denim, and striped carpenter stripes.
What were they wearing those for?
Mm-hmm. For anything. They were worn by people who did farm work or carpenter work or any kind of day labor. Just they were good, sturdy clothes.
And if your husband, you know, might pull out, you know, the weather might change, and it, you know, it'd be cold again, and he'd pull out a winter suit and say, put it on you, it'd almost rip. He'd say, well, now, this coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what?
Last year it did fit. Is that the what you
mean? Well, it won't fit this year, but last year it what perfectly.
Oh, it fit perfectly.
And if I put a lot of things in my pocket, it would make my pocket do what?
Bulge.
And if you like have you know, something that is just not right, you know, like a wool sweater, you know, you might take the wool and wash it in hot water. It'll do what?
Shrink.
And you say, yesterday I washed it and it...
Shrunk.
And it has already...
Shrunk.
And...
It gets drawn up, too. But not drawn up.
If you are going to, like, going to a party or something, you might go upstairs and do what? You say, I've got to go...
Get dressed.
And what would you be doing? Your husband would say, she likes to...
Dress up? No, he wouldn't say that because I usually do not. But
what would you say he was doing if you were saying you were getting dressed up? What would he be doing? Would you say he was getting dressed up too?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd just say he's changing clothes.
And what about if you were putting your makeup on? What would you say you were doing?
I'm fixing my face.
What do you carry in you know? You carry, you like, if you want to carry some change with you, a little leather thing with a clasp.
Well, I guess you're talking about a coin purse. I don't carry one of those, but I think that's what a small purse like that would be.
What do you call?
Maybe a change purse, but.
But it'd be a purse.
Yeah.
What do you call the big one that you put all that in?
Well, I usually say purse, handbag.
What do you wear right here?
Watch.
And if you didn't wear a watch, over here you might have just a pretty...
Bracelet.
And around here...
Necklace.
But if it was beads, it would be a what of beads?
String, yes.
And, you know, now most men wear belts.
Excuse me, but let me say one more thing. Now we don't say a string of beads very often. I might just say, I'm going to put on my pearls or beads and not use string. There's something, it still is the same kind of deal, but I don't think I, at least, say string as often anymore.
Well, what about men, like, you know, what would they wear right here?
Shirts.
Over, to hold up the pants.
Oh, suspenders.
Did you ever hear those call anything else?
Yes. Now, wait just a minute. Galluses. Yeah, but it seems like there's something else here. Suspenders.
Braces? Are they ever called braces here?
Yeah, I guess so. But gee, men haven't worn them around here in so long, except maybe with tux pants or something. Braces, I guess, would be more common back in that time than galluses would have been.
But you call them suspenders? Mm-hmm. And on the bed, what's the top cover, the last thing you put on the bed.
Bedspread.
And if it was cold outside, you might get out a old handmade
quilt.